Cyberspace Cadet, GMDR.com asks, why don't we remember our past lives? What cuts off this process of memory? It's the very same process that cuts off your memory of what you did at 2:30 one month ago, 2:30 in the afternoon. Can you remember that? But that memory's available to you. You can trace back over a series of events. It may take some time, and actually remember what you did at 2:30 p.m. exactly one month ago. In the very same way, you can trace back to your last life, the one before that, and the one before that, and so on. You are a sum total of all your past lives. This very moment, that knowledge is available to you. Cyberspace devotee in Wales, in the United Kingdom, wondered why there is all this killing in their community, throughout the world. If it's the dance of Shiva, why did Shiva create souls and put them through all this? This is a question that old souls, mature souls, and young souls have been asking for thousands and thousands of years. And no answer is actually satisfactory, except one word, Maya. We know and understand the law of karma, that what we do to others comes back to us. There is a lot of killing. There will be a lot of killing of those who killed have to be killed. This is a law of the universe, just like gravity is the law of this planet. A soul begins as a young soul, then through many, many experiences, matures. And finally, after many, many, many experiences, becomes an old soul who knows the rules of how to live on this planet within the universal laws of Sanatana Dharma. And to answer your question more directly would only be exposing the ignorance of all those who've had that question asked too for thousands and thousands of years. Yes, it is the dance of Shiva. Why is he dancing? Nobody knows.